Since I recorded that last Glee episode, I started watching season 4 again. And yo, Tineko and Chang got so disrespected. Literally for no reason. Let's review. Right now. About what you missed on Glee, specifically about Tineko and Chang, and how goddamn underrated she is.
Why are you acting so pissed off?
Because I get it now. A diva doesn't settle for less than what she wants, and she won't apologize for wanting it. And I can't get that here, so next time, don't come crawling back to me. I'm all out of soup.
That seems a little crazy.
No. That seems a little Tineko and Chang. Respect.
No intro music, guess I'll provide my own. Do, 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 do!
Okay. To review, I swear to God, Tina was the most disrespected of the original five other than Mercedes. I swear to God, every time Tina got a solo, like, by herself, not a duet, a solo, the bell always rang. And Mr. Shu looked so happy about it. He was like, he didn't even try to hide the fact that he didn't even want to hear about Tina sing. No one cared about Tina, except for maybe Mike Chang. Like, first of all, she was one of the original five, and at Nationals, she was so disrespected. In Season 3 Nationals, I'm sorry, but I don't care if Rachel Berry is a senior. She's had every single solo since day one, even though there are other members who have been disrespected of the original five. And it's like, dude, seniority? Cool. But Tina's been a part of Glee Club since day one. That should give her some seniority. Right? Wrong, I guess. I guess that's the wrong answer. Because the whole Glee Club treats her like a joke. Season 4, Blaine called Tina crazy. And Tina goes, no, that seems a little Tineko and Chang. And then later in Season 4, Santana comes in for some odd reason to talk about divas, because Santana is one of Glee's best divas. And then Mike Chang came back for the musical. And Tina goes, hashtag Glee hates girls, which isn't a lie, because I agree with her perspective. Every single girl in Glee Club that was not Rachel Berry or Marley Rose in later seasons was completely disrespected by Mr. Shu. First of all, I don't understand how you classify giving... I'm trying to figure out how to say this respectfully, because I just can't with Mr. Shu. He just took, because this isn't about Mr. Shu, this is about Tina. But my point is, when you look at who got the most solos and who got the most opportunities, priority number one, other than help the kids, which is bullshit, has been Rachel Berry. It's always about her. And then occasionally Mercedes. And in that Rocky Horror episode, and when they did Valerie, it was about Santana and the Unholy Trinity. But other than that, it wasn't until the treble tones happened that Santana and the other girls truly got respect. And it wasn't even seen through because they friggin' lost the competition that they rightfully should have won. Stublast New Directions with their three freaking musical numbers. Shut the fuck up. Pack it up, Lima losers. Jesus Christ. Now, see, this is about Tina. Okay. Tina, the only person I feel like who actually respected Tina was Mike Chang. And I know it's like, oh, they're... It's not because they're both Asian. They just got each other. Like, Mike was there for her when everyone was, like, making fun of her clothes and everything. They should have been Endgame. They should have been the couple. They should have been a couple at the end. Especially after Tina does not get enough credit for helping Mike. Because without Tina, Mike's dad would never have changed his mind. He never would have even gone to that competition where he saw Mike Chang on stage in his element singing and they won. Tina gets a lot of hate for being selfish, but the one thing is Tinako and Chang in earlier seasons is not selfish. She flat out knew her relationship with Mike could be at risk, but she also knew that what Mike wanted to do for his future. So she talked to his dad, did what Mike was afraid to do, and what happened? It worked. It works. Mike's dad was like, it took a little bit, but Mike's dad was finally like, that's my son. He's actually really good. I have to give him a chance. That's one thing about Tina Cohen Chang, that she doesn't get enough credit for her selflessness. I don't know how else to put this. Out of all the Glee girls, in the very beginning, Brittany and Tina have been the most selfless. Here come all y'all. Mercedes helped Quinn get to her house. Mercedes let Quinn move in. Yeah, I know. But if you put them on a scale, it's always been Brittany and Tina being the most selfless. Mercedes too. Brittany, Tina, Mercedes. Period. Been most selfless and generous Glee girls. And Brittany got paid in literally nothing. Actually, no, Brittany got her arc. But Tina got nothing. Tina's arc is gonna... Tina went from girl swaying in the back with a girl swaying in the back to... Oh, fuck. Tina went from shy goth girl with a stutter to swaying in the back of Glee Club behind Rachel Berry to getting a to finding her own style and getting a boyfriend and enjoying Glee Club and gaining confidence to self-centered diva. And I hate to say it, I really do, but Tina deserved to go full-on diva. Are you kidding me? After the shit Rachel was pulling, let's not forget, because I'm going to get to this next segment. Tina and Mike were the ones who found out about Rachel sending Sunshine to the crack house and said, no, screw this. Not Rachel Berry doing this allegedly for the team. No, this is... She and Mike were like, this is wrong. This is bad. And Rachel got a slap on the wrist. First of all, y'all need to investigate where that crack... Where she even knew where the crack house was. Because I will bet you... To quote Blaine Anderson, I bet he's your friend. I will bet you $100 that she gets crack from there too. It's true. I will testify that to the day I die. But now we're going to talk about how Tina was screwed over in the relationship department, especially when it came to Blamey Tame. Bro, you're telling me that she had that bad gaydar? Are you fucking serious? He said multiple... Girl. Child, anyways.
There's anyone here who is not up for trying and working their butts off. You should just get up right now and leave.
Well, Tina, where are you going?
You guys don't need me. Carry on. Tina, you don't understand. I need this.
Because you blew an audition, that's not a reason for you to be a solo at Nationals. Maybe the rest of us would like one, too.
I wouldn't mind another one before I get deported.
I want one. When I get there.
Tina, Rachel is a senior.
So are you. We think that the only thing you'll be doing is a dance break with Brittany. Other people matter.
Tina, you may not always get all the solos, but you are a key player. I put you in charge of costumes.
Wow, like that's some pride. You want props to move around? Well, I'm a human prop, and I'm sick of it.
Take a lap and cool down, Asian number one.
My name is Tina. Tina Cohen Chang.
Isn't she the one who used to stutter? You're being selfish.
How come when Rachel complains about not getting enough solos, she's claiming her stardom, but when I do it, it's selfish?
You're a junior. You'll get your chance next year. This is the senior's moment to shine. I'm really disappointed in you.
Tina, look, I understand that you feel like your voice is being stifled right now in the Glee Club. I mean, I have no idea why you choose this moment specifically to make us think about it, but I want you to know that you are being heard, which is why I'm willing to offer you $50 just to let this all go until after Nationals. Do you have any idea how important Nationals is to me? But if I can convince Carmen Thibodeau to come and watch us perform, then it's basically like a do-over for my Niana audition, which means that my entire future depends on us being amazing, which means that everyone needs to do their part to make you look good. I have sat for 3 years in the back of that choir room, holding Mike's hand, or crying, or smiling, and swaying, while everyone else was up there singing solos. Maybe I see something. Most of the time, I don't. Team player all the way. I am tired of being silent. I am one of the original Glee Club members, and I was singing Sit Down, You Rock in the Boat when Finn and Puck were still throwing slushies at us. So when is it my turn? Do you have any idea how difficult it is to be me? Do you have a Facebook account?
Let's review. Did Tina get her solos? No. Why? Because the bell kept ringing. No one gave Tina not get a solo in Glee Club. Oh, yes, she did that one time. After she told off Flynn. We'll get to that. There's a whole section that I'm gonna get to about how Blaine and her and blah 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 blah. Blah. But let's break down what Tina just said. She has, like I said, she's been OG member. Also, not Rachel and Mike dismissing her sadness. Because as I recall, Tina has a point when she said, the only thing that Mike would be doing is swaying behind Rachel during Nationals. That is fact. Mike Chang is a prop. Brittany is a prop. Tina's a prop. But the main props that they use to win at the competition are Mike and Brittany. Because without their dancing, they would lose. The audience would be so goddamn bored that they would lose. Stop lying. They will lose. And it's sad. It's sad that after that, Mike can't see that Tina is trying to relate to him as well. Because she knows what it's like. She knows Mike is being used as a prop. So what if Mike's a senior? He's still going to be used. He's still going to be used for a performance in a way that gets some spotlight that Tina's not getting. Even though she is an original member, all the other original members have gotten their spotlight except for Tina. It just makes me so mad. Also, Rachel coming out after her and ranting about her Niana audition. Listen, you got your 16 bars. And Tina has heard you sing well over 16 bars at every single competition that you have been in. You don't need another 16 bars. Rachel, you're going to be famous either way.
I just don't like the whole Tina's not a team player attitude. And Tina Cohen Chang has made every single costume at Glee Club. I'm willing to go to my grave. Tina said, I'm in charge of costumes. What a freaking accomplishment. Yes, I'm pretty sure the Glee Club will look like trash.
in their fucking red t-shirt and jeans combo if Tina had not sketched and designed costumes because Mr. Shu made her do that. Also, I feel like it's not, I feel like Sue low-key could have done more, especially after in the first season when she was trying to get them to all be like minorities or something. Like, to open up about the fact that they're minorities. It's like, Sue, like, y'all, Tina deserves better. Tina should have had a solo in the competition when they did Paradise by the Dashboard Life. However, I loved how she became a part, how she was included in being one of the triple tones. I'm sorry. I loved that. I love that for Tina. That was great for Tina. I loved how the treble tones was now Mercedes, Tina, Quinn, Brittany, and literally every girl in the New Directions. I loved it. Like, that was good because it just was. It just hit different. It just hit different having all the girls in Glee Club and having the treble tones finally having all the Glee girls get the appreciation at Nationals that they deserved. Because that's what season 3 was about. Okay, just a minute. We have to pause for a second.
Child, anyways, that was my podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at The Unholy Trinity. For more in general, we have videos, we have photos, I don't know, and the like. Whatever you like, we got it. So if you want more, follow us on there. We're always active. Thank you very much. Bye.